First of all, this is something that I found. And this is always the website that I go to get the Dear Abbeys. And it's by Abigail Van Buren. Okay. So, that is so bad. It, like, tickles my ear.
Tyler's vibrator tickles your ear?
Yes! It's, oh.
Hi, I'm TRB.
And I'm Heather D.
Welcome to Rantyville.
Well, hello there, all you sexy people, and welcome to Rantyville, where it's population 3 plus you this week, because we've got our dear friend back from his long-term assignment. But first, we have to welcome back the lovely, luscious Heather D.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, goodness. How are you doing? Hi, guys, everyone. Hi. I'm super hungover. My brain's just turned off right now. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. Sometimes sober Heather with the brain off is way better.
It's going to be fun. I don't know where it's going to take us today.
Oh, we never do, which is exactly why we do this show.
Yes.
And, you know, when we really want to go off track, we bring somebody else in. Because, you know, we completely got off the rails when your sister was on the show.
I know. That was just a thing.
It was fun, is what it was. And hopefully it was fun for the listeners. And if it wasn't, we had fun.
We were slightly eliminated, so it's fine. I don't care.
Slightly illuminated. You two were fucking Christmas parade on lights.
It's nuts.
But,
yeah, but,
hey, someone else who is not even slightly illuminated tonight because of a massive White Claw binge while out on assignment. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Rantyville, our field correspondent, Mr. Tyler Daniels. TD, how the fuck are you?
It's been a long assignment. I went over to China. I had some bat soup. I came down with some illness for a while, but we're doing good, guys. We're doing good.
Back at her.
Back. Pitter patter. Back at her.
Oh shit! How you been, man?
Good. Just you know, quarantine. Sucks.
You're not essential like some of us.
I'm partly essential in the alcohol business. We are still selling ungodly amounts of booze, but it's not like it used to be. So I mostly show up and I watch YouTube for a while, and then I go home and I get partial unemployment as well. It's great.
Hey, bills are getting paid. It works.
Bills are getting paid. Everything's good. I'm doing a lot of handyman stuff around the house. I put up a pegboard. Feel real good about it.
Nice. Get you a red vest for Christmas, Bob Vila.
Yeah, that's some advanced shit right there.
No, it was fun. I did it, and I gotta tell you, like, it's awesome to be like, I made this. If there's a problem, I can just solve it myself. Also, YouTube is fucking great. You can literally be like, I want to do this thing, and then look up there, and it'll be like, here's how to do that thing. And you're like, great.
Is that how you Google? How to do the thing. Enter.
Make stuff happen. Do you just stare at your handiwork? I would.
No, I took pictures of it, and I sent it to my dad, and I was like, I made this.
That's nice. Adorable. I love that.
Nice.
It's like, I made this. This is fucking great. You know, like, we're doing new stuff. We're just trying to make the house look nice, or the apartment, I mean, look nice, and all that fun stuff. And at the end of the day, like, if you're going to be in quarantine, you might as well do something so you don't go insane. And that means a whole lot of repair work. So, yay me. Yay. Yay.
I personally have to cry once a week to stay sane, but that's pretty much the same thing.
I feel like that's a positive. Like if you're one of those people who's like, this has been fine, like I'm feeling great. It's like we need to get that guy checked out. He's not doing good. Like it's one thing when like the first couple of weeks you're like, I'm just staying home, but at some point you're like, I miss being able to do stuff. I miss the ability to have people invite me to things and then me tell them I won't go. Now it's just a given. I cannot go to your house.
If I
do go to your house, I have to be 6 feet away, and like we just stand there and we're like, yeah, this fucking sucks. Yeah. Well, it was good seeing you. Bye.
One thing I do have to say, what's really killing me is, it's a very simple fact. Panda Express is not Chinese food.
That's true.
It is terrible. The lo mein is crunchy. The rice is undercooked. They don't even put the sauce on the chicken teriyaki. You have to put it on yourself.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But all the real Chinese restaurants, they're closed. The only way you can get mushroom chicken or orange chicken or Beijing beef or anything like that is to go sit in a 48-car long line at a fucking Panda Express drive-thru right now. And right now, my love for the Chinese, despite the bat soup and all this other crazy shit, I love them and miss them dearly. Because A, I like their food cooked properly. And B, they give some hella fucking massages, and I can't get one right now. Yeah.
Struggle is real.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm not even going to tell you about the two Chinese restaurants and the sushi place that's still open here that delivers. I won't even hurry you like that.
I mean, look, I take a weekend off.
Wait. That place has a sushi bar now?
Yes, and a faux place. The sushi place is fucking phenomenal. Jake took me there on our anniversary, I think it was.
Ooh.
Pretty sure it's anniversary. He took me there, and it was amazing. And, like, we got this thing. It was beautiful. They make it look so pretty, and then you don't want to eat it, but then you eat it, and you're so happy you ate it because it's delicious. I ate tofu, and I'm like, fuck, I like tofu now. It was amazing. I don't even like sushi, and I ate sushi there. I ate eel. It's crazy.
I'm very jealous.
You can still get that right now during all of this. It's insane.
It will take me about 17 hours, so at this point, expect me at about 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
I'll see you in the morning.
Yes. I said 8 o'clock tomorrow night. See me in the morning?
My math is...
I was going to say, you said you're sober, but your brain is off, and you are upholding.
I told you, dude, I'm hungover. So bad.
Well, I'm trying to work on one.
Yes. Drink one for us.
I'll drink a few for you. Don't worry.
Cracking a cold one.
This is called the essential diet.
Yes. I slipped up, by the way. You're going to have to beep out the beginning.
Oh, I know exactly where to catch it. And actually, I think we're all talking over them, so.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Heard it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I really don't think anybody's going to isolate the audio to find out, which building to go find that has the crazy people that live a floor above you.
Yeah, at this point, who the fuck cares?
Right.
Oh, well, New Jersey.
I don't work at retail anymore. It's not a job thing.
New Jersey.
So you know,
throwing them off the track.
All right. Yeah. So we're talking about states. I ran across this on Reddit, and I wanted to disappoint you.
Uh-huh.
Because I have come across the United States of Sandwiches. It's a handy little chart that gives each state's most famous sandwich. And I feel like
I'm already going to be disappointed in what Iowa's is.
I think you are, because we have talked many times on this show about the deliciousness of the pork tenderloin.
Are you telling me it's not wonderful. A fucking tenderloin?
It is not.
You know what it's going to be. You know exactly what it's going to be.
All right, let's get some guesses other than the pork tenderloin, because it is not.
I know what it is.
Go
it's
on.
Gonna be that dumbass made right sandwich.
That's what I was thinking too.
Dumbass made right sandwich. All right, give me a description, and I'll tell you if you're right, because it is not called that.
Not like the canteen sandwich, which is delicious and wonderful, but just the dry meat sandwich that's
made
like
right, loose meat.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
so
everyone's like, "This is an Iowa tradition," and it's like, "No, it is a terrible Iowa tradition."
Yeah,
it's
so
the messiest fucking too.
It's
exactly.
It's funny because Indiana is known for the pork tenderloin sandwich on this.
No, it's not.
I will send you pictures. I will submit evidence right now, Your Honor.
Fuck Indiana. I'm done with them.
Yeah, well, yeah, Iowa. I mean, quite frankly, when I read it the first time, I thought it was like some kind of a floozy or a whore, because it's called the loose meat sandwich.
Oh, God. See? High five, Tyler.
Yep. Yep, and that's the picture going through that Heather did not turn her vibrator off.
Yeah, that was not me. That's not me.
Oh, sexy.
Flavorful ground beef topped with sautéed onions, paprika, and cheese.
Yeah.
Made rights.
Yeah, because I mean, if you tried to offer me a loose meat sandwich, it's a hard pass.
Hard.
Yeah.
We have an entire restaurant chain called, or I don't know if it's whatever. It's a Made Right. It's literally called like Made Right. That's what they make. It's just a bunch of loose ground beef. In between
went to one a while back, and it's like you have to drown it in condiments, and then just stuff gets everywhere. And you're like, you guys could have made like a decent hamburger, but you took active steps to make it worse.
It was made wrong.
So I will give you quick fourth wall breakdown. East side is Virginia. We have the country ham sandwich.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I'd like that.
It does, except for one part. Country ham on white bread, smothered with mayo.
With
like sandwich bread.
Like fucking
just
sandwich
like
bread, yeah.
Sandwich.
Yeah.
Just a fucking sandwich.
Yeah. I mean, Tennessee has peanut butter, banana, and bacon on the Elvis.
Oh, of course,
yeah. Of course, Iowa.
Yeah, of course, Texas is smoked brisket. I mean,
okay.
Fuck, even South Dakota sounds better. Shredded pheasant with mayonnaise, onions, celery, and relish.
Okay.
Yeah. But I just, Massachusetts, the fluffer nutter. I couldn't do that.
No, I used to eat those all the time. They're real good.
I don't know, peanut butter and marshmallow fluff?
Eek. Yes, it works. It fucking works. God. Now I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to go and get some of that and have it. I haven't had one in forever. And some milk.
Thanks for putting that in our brains.
Hey, you're welcome. You are more than welcome. I mean,
like, look, it is terrible for you, but so is jelly. Jelly is just grapes and sugar. So, you know what? I'm going to eat it. You can't stop me. I'm going to eat it.
Mr. D, like, refuses to acknowledge jelly, and he's just like, why the fuck is this in our fridge? He's like, it's sugar. He's like, it's the most disgusting thing ever. He does not eat it, and he, like, literally every time he sees it in the fridge, he, like, makes a comment about it. And I didn't realize that he had such a deep hatred for jelly.
I know what that's about.
Is he one of those people, it's like, you gotta have jam, which is this, or you gotta have preserves, which is this. But jelly is the bastard stepson. It must go.
None of it. He won't do any of it.
I'm
telling you. Something happened to Jake that was very tragic that involved mm-hmm. jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was briefly incarcerated.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's potential. That's the only time that I wasn't. Yeah.
It's the only time you went around him for the last however many years.
Yeah.
I would like to hear this story of stuff.
Incarcerated Jake.
Yes.
Jake in the jelly.
It's just gone like so bad, so fast. That escalated so quickly. Yeah.
Well, first of all, set the mood. Was it a White Claw night?
No.
Take us there.
It was not a White Claw night. Yeah. So this whole thing, first of all, it's all fucking... I was very angry about the whole situation. You'll find out why.
Did it happen at the bar you go to all the time that I despise?
No. And had we gone there, he wouldn't have got fucking arrested. That's why I'm like so mad. This is like the okay. So I'll start at the beginning. My husband got arrested. My husband is a very like mellow dude. He doesn't get into fights. He doesn't get into any kind of trouble.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I like him a lot.
He sips beer and he just like hangs out. Most of the time, he's just listening and laughing to the conversation. He makes friends
with everyone. Like everyone. Yeah. He talks to likes him like they maybe I don't think he's the guy at the party that everyone's like, oh man, Chris is here, but I feel like he's the guy at the party that anybody could go up to him and talk and be like, yeah, like it was good, I got to see Jake, nice.
Yeah, that's Jake. He's just like this very calm, mellow dude.
And I'm sorry, I keep interrupting.
No, it's fine, don't even worry about it. So this is obviously pre-quarantine. It was the very last night that we went out. So my scoosh place of work was going to have a little get-together. And so Jake's parents were going to watch our kids, and we were going to go out. And then they canceled that whole thing. So we're just like, fuck it, we already have the babysitter. Let's just go out. And so we ended up at this – well, first we had some margaritas because always. And then – we go to this bar that a couple of my other coworkers are at that just decided to do their own little get-together anyway. So I'm getting incredibly, incredibly drunk because, first of all, I'm with my coworkers because why? That's never a bad idea to get really super drunk with your coworkers and then have to see them on Monday. But Jake's just sipping beer because I'm getting plastered on VCRs. And...
yay.
Classic.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. So, like, you can tell that I'm, when I'm, like, past comprehension because I start doing karaoke. My son's preschool teacher, we ran into her there, who was also drinking. And we decided that we were going to sing karaoke together just because... why the fuck not? When are you ever gonna get a
karaoke? Karaoke's not a bad thing.
It's not. I love it. I'm so bad at it, but when I get drunk, I'm just like, fuck yeah. We did karaoke. We sang "The Lion Sleeps Tonight." I was the backup. You know the I did that for like 3 fucking minutes just straight while she's just like belting. It was so great. Then because I did that song with her, which my son's preschool teacher is like in her 60s. It's the funniest thing. Yes, love her to death. So after I sang that with her, she like owed me one. So she sang "Fergalicious" with me. I just like look over at her and I'm just like,
"That's your go-to."
Can you read fast? It fucking is. And like, I got you to not understand how I got fucking standing applauses when I went through "Fergalicious." I look over at her. I look over at her and I'm like, "Can you read fast? Because shit's about to get real." It was crazy. Yeah, she didn't. She just said, the whole time because she could not keep up. And I'm like, let me show you. I'm the master. So anyway, all this shit is happening. That's just the night. I'm incredibly, incredibly plastered. And Mr. D is not because he sips on his beers just slowly. So a couple of my coworkers were getting ready to go back to their house. And we're just like, yeah, guys, let's keep drinking. And so we go to the gas station across the street, not even across the street. It's like the parking lot's connected to the bar. So we go grab a case of beer there. I sit it in my lap and I ask Jake, and I'm just like, are you sure we don't need to get a cab? He's like, yeah, no, I'm fine. Like, I'm fine. And he does not drunk drive. I mean, if we need a cab, we have kids. Like, if we need a cab, we get a cab. So I'm just like, okay. And so I sit down in the front seat with the case of beer in my lap, and then Mr. D takes off. And takes a right, and then all of a sudden these lights start flashing behind us. We're just like, Jesus fucking Christ, for real. And so the cop comes up to us, and he's just like, just wanted to let you guys know that the light bulb on your license plate is out. And he's just like, also, I smell alcohol. And I'm just like, yep, because I'm fucking plastered. And then Jake's like, yeah, I had a beer or two. And so like, okay, you're just going to have to come do a sobriety test. So I'm sitting there in the car and I'm just like watching all this happen. And then all of a sudden, this other cop comes up to my window and informs me that they're arresting my husband because he apparently blew over, apparently, and he apparently like failed the sobriety test because his eye twitched or something.
Ugh.
Who the fuck knows what that means? And so I'm like, okay, but what did he blow? And this cop, he's not even a real fucking cop. He's training with the cop that's arresting my husband. And so I'm just like, no, okay. So could you tell me what he blew? And he's just like, ma'am, I just can't tell you that. We're just letting you know he's going to be down at the station. And so I start to get out of the car because I'm just real, real in the brain. Like, it's working real well. And in my mind, I'm like, this is a good idea. I should get out and, like, confront this cop about what's going on right now. And so...
Oh, boy.
I hear Jake say, can I go talk to my wife? And then the cop's just like, okay. And they start walking there, but then they see me getting out of the car and my voice is starting to raise. And the cop's just like, yeah, that's probably not a good idea. And so he takes Jake into the car. I'm walking up on this cop and I'm just like, seriously, what the fuck is going on? And I was belligerent. I was fucking belligerent. And, and on a sidewalk at like 1:30 in the fucking morning. And he's just like, ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to get back into your car. And like, I start walking. I'm like, there's so many other fucking things that you guys could be doing right now, but keeping off the goddamn streets is not the most important thing right now. Oh my God. I just slipped up. My bad.
Don't worry.
Thank you. Sorry.
Do not stop the story.
Yes. So I continue to just walk up towards this guy and I'm just like, do you know how many people in our town are on meth? And I see him reach his hand. Thankfully, my brain was coherent enough that I see him reach his hand towards his yellow handled thing on his side of his hip.
Oh, he's going to ride the lightning.
I'm just like,
the spicy boy.
Yeah. My brain was like, okay. Maybe I should get back in the vehicle now. This would be a really great time to do that. Thankfully, I was coherent enough to do that. So I did. I did not get tased. Almost did. Did not get tased. Now they, the cop is asking me. He's like, "Do you want me to call you a cab or something?" I'm like, "No, it's fine. I got it." I'm like, I'm on my phone getting ready to call my friend, to come pick me up because obviously I'm drunk. And then they leave with my husband. In the car, he was not drunk. He really was not, guys. And I'm not just saying this. He really was not fucking drunk. And I'll get to that point, too. But anyway, so they're just like, yeah, you're going to have to come bail him out. You need to make sure you have a sober person with you to come bail your husband out of jail. And so I'm sitting here and I'm like freaking out because this has never happened. Like, we don't get arrested. We're just not the kind of people to get arrested. I didn't even know anything about bail. I didn't know how any of this fucking shit worked. And so I was just like really out of my mind. I'm just like, I'm just like overwhelmed and like angry and crying and just like, So I realized, and now, guys, I made a bad choice. I realized the cops left me in my vehicle with the keys. I made a very, very bad decision. Because they arrested my sober husband, I drove my drunk ass to my friend's house to go bail out my husband from the jail. Yeah, so guys, don't ever do that. Children, if you ever listen to this ever again, that was a really, really bad decision. But I was fucking drunk because it took my goddamn sober driver. Anyway, I finally get there, and then my friend takes me to the jail, and I'm just like, I need... And then they're like, you have to call the bail bonds. And I'm like, he won't fucking answer his fucking phone. And they send out a cop to come talk to us because I was starting to get a little irate in the jail also. Who knew I would do that? And then, I just kept saying, you're keeping motherfucking Jacob D off the streets. Like, that's the most important thing you guys can do right now. And I was not smart at all. I don't know how they let me be belligerent, walk up on a cop, and drive away in a vehicle with my own keys, clearly intoxicated. But they arrested Jacob fucking D. And so I finally get a hold of the bailman the next day. So he spent an entire fucking night in jail. Have you guys ever been arrested?
Sadly, yes.
It's fun, isn't it? It's just so much fun.
Oh, yeah. It's a blast.
Yeah. So I finally get a hold of the bailman, and it's like almost noon the next day. And they're saying like the judge may or may not show up. If he wants to, he could. He will probably be here. He's like, I'll be there in a little bit, apparently. And like that with the judge that was supposed to be coming could be like hours. So we're just like, okay, whatever. We're just going to get you out. And then we get his paper. And on the only fucking recorded breathalyzer that they had on there, his blood alcohol content was 0.074 or something like that. That's the literal only recorded BAC that they had on him. And that was 20 minutes after they had first arrested him. And I'm just like, this is all such bullshit. You were not drunk at all. I mean, like, he was at the legal limit. And then they left a belligerent, drunk-ass woman with a vehicle with keys.
I mean, nobody's claiming they're all winners.
It was fucking insane. Now, he went to his first initial court date and pled not guilty, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then we were going to go hire a lawyer, and then all of a sudden one day in the mail we get a letter saying that the county is dropping the charges, and we're just like, fuck yes. And wow. I knew that's what I'm saying, he wasn't fucking drunk. I couldn't believe that they fucking arrested him, though. It was bullshit. And then they let my drunk ass go, and I'm just like, you guys, I should have been the one arrested. I should have been the one in jail. It was fucking insane. But I wasn't technically driving at the time when the cops pulled us over.
Yep. See, so they won't admit it, but they do have stop quotas.
Oh yeah.
They got to stop a certain number of cars.
They sit out. I mean, they sit out by the bars when it gets out, and they just they said that he had like they called it a traffic violation, which makes it sound like he like ran a red light or was swerving or something like that. You know, we had a fucking light bulb out that you'd never ever check or see. It was.
Yeah, that's just improper equipment.
It was ridiculous. I was so mad. I was furious, and I almost got fucking tased, and I couldn't believe it. That'd have been a funnier story, though. Maybe next time I'll push my luck a little further.
Yeah, let us know how you flop.
Yeah. But yeah, so like for the next like week and a half, anytime Jake would walk into the room, I'd have like the Bad Boys theme song ready.
Oh, God.
It's like, okay, seriously? Could you stop? And I'm like, I'm just like super attracted to badasses, and I knew it was inside of you somewhere. I mean, like, he's been to jail.
You just need to get Dan Abrams' voice from Live PD, and every time he enters the room, just go, hi, I'm Dan Abrams, and you're watching Live PD. Or get, you know what, better yet, since he hasn't struck on the party boy outfit for one of the kids yet, you can hit him with your kid with like a sweater on as soon as he walks in. Just go, hi, Dad, this is Live PD.
That'd be cute.
TikTok it.
Oh, man. Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, it was crazy, though. He's a changed man. I mean, he's hardened now. I don't even know this man that I'm living with. Jail's changed him.
That extra time and the jelly.
Yeah. That was the last fucking time we went out before we went quarantine. I'm just like, that's just a great way to end everything. So we're going to have to like make up for that.
And let you drive.
Yeah. No, that's why he drinks so slow and he doesn't drink, because I just don't. I hit it and I hit it hard and I don't stop. And he knows that. Because he's the responsible one, honestly.
Well, so we'll bring the mood up with a little bit of funny stuff. How's that sound?
I thought it was kind of funny.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's funny to you, but we're like, fuck, this poor man sat in jail for like longer than he needed to. That sucks.
Yeah, it did suck. I'm just like, spent an entire night in jail for them to drop the fucking charges.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But yeah, it was good though. It was fun. I honestly, the highlight was like singing Fergalicious with my son's preschool teacher. That was great.
Well, I spent a fair amount of my time in retail hell today, going mm-hmm. through the subreddit for jokes, and a couple fun ones. So if you guys are ready.
Mm-hmm.
A lady had lost her husband almost 4 years ago. Her daughter was constantly calling her to get back into the dating world. Finally, she said she'd go out, but didn't know anyone. Her daughter immediately replied, "Mom, I have someone for you to meet." Well, it was an immediate hit. They took to one another, and after dating for 6 weeks, he asked her to join him for a weekend in Spain. Their first night there, she undressed as he did. There she stood nude, except for a pair of black panties, he in his birthday suit. Looking her over, he asked, "Why the black panties?" She replied, "My breasts you can fondle, my body is yours to explore, but down there, I am still mourning." He knew he was not going to get lucky that night. Following night was the same. She stood there wearing the black panties, and he was in his birthday suit, but now he was wearing a black condom. She looked at him and asked, "What's with the black condom?" And he replied, "I just want to offer you my deepest condolences."
Oh, snap.
Tyler. Uh-oh.
His face is there.
His face is there. We may have lost the man.
I bet he's pooping.
Not pooping.
Ah, he muted it.
No.
No?
I didn't mute it. It just quit working for some reason. I could hear everything you guys were saying. You're like, "Oh, he's doing stuff." I'm like, "No, I'm here." I'm just yelling at the phone.
Well, Tyler, I'm glad you're back, because now it's time to share a little children's book with you guys.
Please do. My old ass has to go to bed at some point because I stayed up super late drinking last night. Kind of fucked myself.
Nah, that's all right. We're gonna have fun. This is written by Bemisi Tayanita, I believe is how you pronounce that, and illustrated by Sumgan Bangladesh. Are right, you ready?
I can't spell any of those, but okay.
Yeah, written by Alphabets, illustrated by Alphabets, and so let me just preface this. This is clearly not truly intended for the kid. However, illustrated for the kid. And again, as soon as I can find a copy on Amazon, I'm going to have it sent to you just so your children can read it to you. Because this book, written by blah and illustrated by blah, is called Brenda's Beaver Needs a Barber.
Oh, God.
And
what?
Yeah.
No, you gotta repeat that again, slowly, just the way God intended.
Hang on. Let me send video evidence real quick here.
No, I believe you.
Brenda's Beaver Needs a Barber. And somebody's, oh, there's the vibrator.
So I Googled that in one of the links. It's Brenda's Beaver Needs a Barber, Reach Around Books.
Yes, it's actually published by Reach Around Books. Again, intended for the kids, but not. Because, holy shit.
Why? Why?
Because sick fucks need an outlet, and I'm fine with it. Apparently, this has been a thing for like 4 years. This was published in 2016.
Is crazy. Oh, you can read it for free on Amazon.
Yeah, well, you can. It's on Imgur. Someone has taken the time to display the pages, which is where I am now. So
so sweet.
Let's go ahead and take a read.
That beaver does need a barber.
It does. It's a huge hairy beaver. on a leash. I mean, it looks like a dog.
It does.
But let's begin with the story. Grab your blankies and your binkies and all that good stuff, kids, because Uncle TRB is about to read you Brenda's Beaver Needs a Barber. Brenda has a beaver, and she's ready to confess. As soft and sweet as it may be, her beaver is a mess. Brenda's beaver's big. Brenda's beaver's hairy. Every guy who's seen it says that Brenda's beaver's scary. Brenda took her beaver for a swim down at the lake. By the looks that she received, she figured that was a mistake. And this is where the kids' illustrations really kill me, because you can tell they're trying so hard to cover this up. It's... She stuffed that furry mound into a swimming suit. It stuck out all around. It was anything but cute. Some who saw it laughed. Others were just stunned. Brenda's beaver was hanging out, soaking up the sun. Her friends could not believe her. They said, "We need to talk." They covered up her beaver, and they took her for a walk. Brenda, dear, listen here. We want to help you out. Your beaver needs a makeover. It really needs it now. I hope we don't seem pushy, said her biker friend named Kim. Your beaver is too bushy. We just think it needs a trim. And again, these illustrations, it looks like fucking Curious George. Savannah pulled her beaver back to show off what she'd done. Hers has a nice long landing patch, and it looks like it'd be fun. And then there's a beaver with, like, a mohawk on a leash. Who wants a beaver on a leash? Chrissy's beaver is quite rare. It could be worth a million. Hers is bare. It has no hair. Her beaver is Brazilian. Catherine let her beaver loose. She said, "There's nothing to it. Grab some clippers and a can of mousse. We'll show you how to do it." Kim produced some scissors, and Chrissy had some wax. Now all that Brenda had to do was sit back and relax. As they came towards her beaver, they said, "Now don't be scared. We're going to see what's underneath that frumpy pile of hair." It ended in just minutes. They didn't leave her much. When Brenda's friends were finished, she and her beaver blushed. Her beaver was so tiny, they could not believe their eyes. It was smooth and it was shiny. It was hard to recognize. God damn it. Now Brenda is so proud. It seems like every time we see her, she's in the center of a crowd, just showing off her beaver. Okay, reach around, books. We read your shit live on the air. It's been 4 years since you published it. I get it. Sponsors. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's a lot of use of the term beaver.
Yeah.
But I guess when you illustrate it, it's not that bad. But holy shit. Yeah. Things you see when you're poking around on the internet trying to hide away from customers.
Right.
So much fun. Well, do we have to put an edit break in? Is Mr. Tyler Daniels gone? He is gone. Tyler Daniels has left.
What?
And Tyler Daniels has joined.
Yeah. Is this just rule that Skype has to suck?
I think so. Well, were you there for Brenda's Beaver?
Oh, no, I hear everything you guys say. It's then I make comments, and I'm like, oh, they can't fucking hear me now, can they? And then I unmute, and then I go, I just gotta fucking call back. So.
Oh, shit. All right, well, let's hear your thoughts on Brenda's Beaver, sir.
Why is this a thing? Why is this a thing? Why was this a thing? Who is this for? Because I feel like it's half-ass in both ways. If you want a kid's book that, like, adults can have, like, you can't give that to your kids because it just sounds stupid. It's like, oh, the beaver with the haircut, bah. And if you go vice versa, and you're like, hey, guys, you got to read this, like, funny joke thing. You read it once, and you're like, that's cool, and you put it on a shelf, and you never touch it again.
Yeah, so I looked up Reach Around Books just now, and the funny thing is it says Reach Around Books, and there's two boxes underneath. One says Kid Loves Story Time, check. And then there's one that says Dad Loves Story Time, and there's a big X through it. They could definitely change that second response with the titles of these books. First of all, of course, we have Brenda's Beaver Needs a Barber. Then there's Put Tony's Nuts in Your Mouth.
No. No.
Spank.
This does not need to be a thing.
Spank the Monkey Lends a Hand.
No, fuck off.
Come Swing with Us.
Get the fuck out.
And Susie Likes to Look at Balls.
Okay, I'm going to find out right. who made these, and I'm going to kick them straight in the balls. Like, they do not, like there's someone out there who made these books and has a very snug, smug self-sense of entitlement, and I need to take that away from him.
Hang on. Just a second. Let me show you. I'll send the... Just a second.
None of these should be a thing.
I find it hilarious. What's even funnier is that you can get all five in a box set for $69.69.
Of course.
Why? That couldn't possibly be intentional.
Not at all.
Just burn that place down. Just find. I'm gonna find out where this guy lives, and I'm gonna burn his house down.
There it is. There it is.
Oh God. go ahead and read it.
So this one's from Susie Likes to Look at Balls. Bruce Jenner ran decathlons. He took Olympic gold. But today, I'm sad to say, he has no balls to hold. I don't know what just went. I'm going to turn the page. I don't know what just went down. He must have lost a bet. Bruce's balls are Caitlin's now. I am sure he has regrets.
Oh, God.
Just,
you can read it.
No.
Oh. All right. You know what?
This is why God does not talk to us anymore. You want to know why God does not talk to us? He doesn't send messages. He doesn't send it. This is why. He got tired of it, and he said, I'm a head out. And he fucking left.
We need to start over.
I was going to answer that prayer, and then I saw what was in your mailbox, you dirty motherfucker.
No, it's not that it's dirty. It's like I imagine this is what an eighth grader would be like, hey, what if we did like a kid's book, but like I made it super dirty? And then that guy was like 35 years old and was like, I'm going to sell these books and it's going to be like so cool. And people buy them as like gag gifts and stuff. And just everyone gets dumber. Everyone gets dumber.
But I'm telling you, once you have kids, you will buy one of these books as your kid hits like that second grade reading level. Just so you can have your kid read you the story with complete and utter purity in their voice as you giggle your fucking ass off in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Because me reading it, yeah, it sounds like that 35-year-old pervy guy who's had a fucking Pornhub Plus or whatever subscription since day one.
It's not pervy. It's like I imagine a hack comedian being like, I'm going to talk about beavers, and then I'm going to put a picture of a beaver up. And you go, ah, and you go, okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's kids change you.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I'm still not a hack, though. But it's fun. Why not?
Harumph.
Harumph. Huzzah.
Big fucking harumph.
Yeah. So I want to get into my harumph of the week.
Please do.
And really, people just need to pick their fucking battles. A case in point, I saw today that armed citizens protested the reopening of the state of Michigan by storming the state house. Like, inside. Pick your battles. So
they're protesting. They protested the closing, and now they're protesting the opening?
They're protesting like, to get it open.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant they were protesting, like, the state was going to open, and they were protesting that. And I'm like, no, that's... Okay, I got you. I got you. No,
but they went into the Capitol building with guns. Not that's like, insane. You know, not like pointing them like it was fucking Bad Boys 4. But
no, but it's anytime some asshole is like, I have an assault rifle on my back, you're like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't there some kind of law about guns on federal property or something? I feel like there should be.
Well, see, that's state property, though.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sure there are laws against this, but you have to play weird rules with these people because, like, if you're like, hey, we're going to arrest you, then it's like, you're fucking with the Constitution, and also I need to go and blow up, like, a federal state house now. Bye.
Brian Howard. Ryan, if there's a law, let us know. I don't feel like Googling things right now.
Nope. Calling in the fact checker.
Yeah.
But that one... I just see it as silly. But pick your battles. People getting bent out of shape of them taking Sacagawea or whatever Native American off of Land O'Lakes butter. And now they're not going to buy the butter. Were you buying it for the Indian the whole time? I don't think so. You were probably buying it because it's delicious butter. And it goes good on just about everything.
It really does.
It does. So again, pick your battles, people.
I didn't even know about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's people all over whatever. You could probably just type in Land O'Lakes butter or Land O'Lakes on Twitter right now, and there's probably 15 different hashtags trending for absolutely no fucking reason.
Mm-hmm.
But my personal... favorite that I love to hate right now is Karen. Have you guys seen this one? The latest?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You mean the meme or?
Oh, no. Karen's up mad. In arms about Karen.
She's mad.
She's very upset. She wants to talk to, I don't want the assistant. I don't want the store manager. I don't even want the district manager. I want like the regional president. But it's the most ridiculous thing that I've seen, quite frankly, in a while. But these Karens, who are pretty much self-pronouncing that they are a Karen, you know, the entitled bitch who wants to talk to the manager all the time over some perceived slight that didn't even happen or a sign that she couldn't fucking read, has now decided that the term Karen is equivalent to dropping an N-bomb.
Just yeah. No.
Just
it's not.
No. Quentin Tarantino caught a lot of flack for using the N-word a whole bunch in Django, and I think he used it in Hateful Eight, I can't remember. You know. Yeah, hell, he popped it in Pulp Fiction. And I think Tyler might have to jump off and jump back in again. I don't know what Skype's doing to this poor man.
No, I'm here. I'm listening okay. to you.
All right.
You were quiet for so long.
We just assume at this point.
No, you're on a roll, and I didn't want to interrupt.
But I just don't see how a slang term born from social media and almost embraced by Karen because she knows who we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Can come out and say, this is the equivalent of calling a black person the N-word. And quite frankly, I probably should have reached out to Penrose and seen if the good doctor could have made it down to the east side of Rantheville here for this portion at least. But no, you've been what? Told your expired coupon can't be used. You've been told that your online order was canceled because the item isn't actually in stock. Were you oppressed for hundreds of years and beaten and killed? Yeah, no, doesn't really equate.
No. Look, it's just if you don't like that or you don't like people saying "Okay, Boomer," just mm-hmm. compare it to something else and get your pitchfork. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody that low on the totem pole as Karen is when it comes to nasty words. And nicknames. Yeah. No, you can't reach for the top right off the bat, honey. I'm sorry. You just can't.
At least they did have, like, a week of reprieve when Carol became a thing. Now it's back to Karen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then there was that brief blip on the radar of the Linda Club.
That shit's still going on. It's insane.
Oh, it is?
Yeah!
I thought that was like a rehash from like 92.
No, it was crazy. Wait, are we talking about the same thing?
The people named Linda that just get together because their names are the same?
Okay, yeah, I was thinking maybe because I've been such a hermit lately, I just don't even know what's going on anymore.
Hey, you are a responsible citizen.
Yes, I try.
Yeah, I mean, come on, you're not the half of the household that spent a night in jail.
It's true. I'm the responsible one. So that shit happened. I was given that card to give to my little sister, and I was probably 18. Mm-hmm. 18 or 19, so that's like 10 years ago. And she would have been like 12 or something.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she would have been like 12 when she hands that to me. But yeah, so I went onto the website today, and it's like, due to COVID-19, we are postponing this year's Linda meeting. It's like networking for Lindas, and I'm just like, it's so exclusive. I wish my name were Linda.
Well, I mean, I can only imagine what kind of stuff goes on in a meeting like that. Like, all I can imagine is pyramid schemes and multi-level marketing.
I know. The woman that handed me the card, well, obviously her name was Linda, but she definitely was one of those people that pushes, like, essential oils and shit on you. It was crazy, though. She carries that fucking business card that I sent a picture of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That shit? She carries those with her. So anytime she hears the word Linda, she just flicks it out. And she's just like, you should be a part of our club. So
a lot of time on her hands.
Linda does have a lot of time on her hands.
Clearly.
Now, thankfully, they do let you spell it Linda as long as it is pronounced Linda. It doesn't have to be Linda. They do let the Y's in, too, which is nice of them, I guess.
Super inclusive.
God, super inclusive. Yeah. I should go up there and be like, my name is spelled H-U-G-H-E-R, but I pronounce it Linda, so
do I identify as
a Linda.
I mean, do they allow apostrophes?
Maybe.
Could it be an L apostrophe Inda?
It's possible. I don't know. Well, it is mostly middle-aged women. Like, my sister is a very young Linda. It's mostly middle-aged women that are named Linda, so I doubt they would let the apostrophe in. Or the hyphen or whatever.
The hyphenated Linda?
Who knows?
You never know. They might be more inclusive now that they're like, hey, everyone's hating on the Karens. It's Linda time now.
The Lindas will rise.
And you get bonus points if your last name is Linden.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
We allow various spellings as well. It can be Lyndon. It can be Linden. We're pretty open on the last name, but the first name is totally strict.
Yeah. Mm. That shit's crazy. The fact that they have an actual convention, like a bunch of Lindas got together. Well, it started with one Linda, I feel. Well, probably two, because they're like, we're so cool, our name is Linda, let's get the rest of us Lindas together. But the fact that they got enough people on board to say, let's hold a convention and network with each other, because our name is Linda, and it's a real fucking thing.
Linda Club for life.
It blows my mind.
Linda Life.
They just throw the L up. That's their gay sign.
Throw the L Linda or take Club. The L.
Both. LindaClub.org if anyone is interested, or if your name is Linda, you can get into this thing. It's L-I-N-D-A, not L-Y-N-D-A, though.
Linda well, Club. My name is not Linda, so I don't feel right.
I know. Yeah, it's a bunch of old biddies in this picture, if you go look at it.
I say it's time for a field report. We're going to have to find out when Linda Club 2021 is going to happen.
Yeah. It's in July. It's in Nebraska, and it'll only cost $20 annually to become a member. There's a scholarship. What? Oh, there's trivia on this website. What?
I bet you all the answers are Linda.
Yeah. The Linda Scholarship was established in 1996 with a donation from the faculty and staff of Des Moines Area Community College.
Wow. Is it about famous Lindas or what?
It was in memory of one of their staff members, Linda. The recipient must be recommended by a Linda, who is a Linda Club member. The letter of recommendation from that Linda member must be mailed to the Linda office box. I'm not making all of these Lindas up. By June 1st, along with the letter from the Linda requesting to be considered for the scholarship. In her letter, we also require that Linda tell us which college she will be attending and what she will be studying.
Is there a Linda College? Because just go full kick rule. Be like, if you want the money, everything must be Linda coordinated.
Right. Now, after reading all of that, I hate the word Linda, and I'm so sorry, my sister.
Yeah, we're going to have to...
It turns.
Well, wait a minute. So on their website, Linda is abbreviated. There's a period after every letter. But here's the thing. It's Linda Club. And then it's Linda's Involved in Network Development. What the fuck does the A stand for?
I know. It's just asshole.
This is bullshit. This is the Lind Club.
We should write a strongly worded letter to these people. How do we contact them?
I'm sure there's an email.
Linda Club. Have your Linda sneak her way in.
Yeah, we need to send in a mole.
Look at that. We're in luck. Oh, but hey, they do a scholarship too. Maybe she can get some money out of it.
I know, right? Well, she has to be recommended by some. I should hit up that Linda from 2018. No. From when I was 18, 10 years ago. Surely I can find her and she can recommend my sister for a scholarship.
Oh, even easier. LindaClub2018@hotmail.com.
Yes.
This is a new email address as of March 22nd, 2018. Hope to hear from you soon. Yeah, the Linda Club. Get out of here.
Oh.
Linda Club for life.
For life.
Oh, well, you know what? This further stresses the unoriginality, not of Linda, but of all the Linda parents. All right? Because I'm going to run through their board. They actually have a board.
I know.
And it says, meet our board. All right? Let's see if we can follow the common theme. Yeah, meet our Lindas. President, Linda Liu. I'm not going to read last names. Vice President, Linda Lee. Secretary, Linda Lee. Treasurer, curveball, Linda V. V-E-E. Directors, Linda Lee, Linda K. Linda Lee, Linda K. Oh, big curveball, Linda Louise.
And how do they feel about people whose last name is Linda? Like, what if it was Tanya Linda?
I don't know.
Michelle Linda.
I don't think Linda can be a last name. There's got to be some kind of rule against that.
Yeah, well...
I'm just saying.
If your first name is Linda or Linda, pronounced Linda, you have arrived. This club is for you!
It's for you, Linda.
Yeah, wow.
It's crazy. It's just really crazy. Oh, and one time they got really fancy in their conventions. In 2015, they held it in Linda, California. I see what they did there. I see what they did there.
Well, yeah, I mean, this one almost sounded like fun because this year was supposed to be in Millennium Buffalo in Buffalo, New York.
Oh, man.
Millennium Buffalo. Interesting.
It's crazy.
The Linda Club.
5% of all baby girls born in 1947 were named Linda, dethroning Mary, which held the top spot for the previous 400 years.
Boo, Mary, boo.
That's intense.
Boo, Mary, boo.
Jack Lawrence's song, Linda, is the reason why, apparently.
Boo, Jack Lawrence, boo. Boo that man.
Let's see. Women whose first names are pronounced... Oh, we would love to have you join our Linda Club. Membership entitles you to 4 newsletters a year, convention registration and information, and friendship with Lindas around the world. See, and now would be the perfect time for them to strike. Because Linda's doing nothing but dicking around on social media while she's in quarantine. Or while she's self-isolating or teaching Aiden, Brayden, and Caden. Wait, no, that's Karen's kids. But, I mean, they could become a force to be reckoned with. However, Karen will always be worse. Mm-hmm. Because these ladies are giving out scholarships. They're giving out checks to various institutions. No, Karen's trying to save a dime on a $400 TV and wants to talk to the manager. But, you know, that's the N-word, so don't say it.
Fucking Karen.
Maybe Linda will become like the alternative, like the fun alternative.
I think we should spin that.
Yep.
We should spin that.
Start it.
Who is She-Ra's villain? I don't know.
No clue.
I only asked because apparently it's on Netflix and my daughter's been watching it. Let's see.
You got another assignment for Ryan.
Nah, the Ranty News Network will go ahead and take this one. Let's see here. Reunites a rebellion to fight evil. Okay. All right. Let's just put She-Ra villain. Okay. Oh, yeah. That one fits. So, if Linda is going to be She-Ra, then Karen is going to be Hordak.
That's not the name.
With a name like Hordak.
I'm looking at it right now. Ryan Howard, take that and fact check me. Because it says right here, Hordak, H-O-R-D-A-K, is the main antagonist of the She-Ra Princess of Power animated series, in which she is the arch-enemy of She-Ra. Or wait, no, he is. He-Man's
with a name like Hordak, it's got to be good.
Yeah, Karen is Hordak.
I'd eat ribs from someone named Hordak.
You would.
Yes, I would.
Hey, come on down to Hordak's Barbecue. We got Memphis style, we got St. Louis style, shit, we got Texas brisket. Come on down, 866-48-something, bumblefuck, whatever.
Hordak!
And tell them Hordak sent you.
Now that's a name I can get behind.
Come on down to Hordak's, where no Karens are allowed, and we ain't got no goddamn manager.
And there's only one Hordak, so no fan clubs. Like, no, sorry, no clubs. Just one Hordak.
Yeah. Welcome to the H period O period R period D period A period K period club.
Yeah. I like how they they have a name, Hordak, in that, and then they also have another character called Princess Glimmer. Just one extreme to the other.
Sounds like My Little Pony.
I know.
It really does.
I mean,
are you guys bronies?
Oh, hell no.
It's such a good show, though. Oh, there's a Kyle in here.
Hey, I am sure it's a great show, but it is forever. It's the poison apple. It's the thing where if I have a little bit of it, I'm fucked.
I know. I know they did an entire Bob's Burgers episode on it. It is so good.
All right, hang on. I'm composing an email to the Linda Club.
Yes. Ask what the fucking A means.
Good morning, Linda.
Fucking A.
Effing.
Just a quick question for you. What does the A stand for in Linda?
Make sure you put your period so they understand the acronym. Yes. The acronym.
Well, I, you know what? So it actually auto-corrected me because I guess I just searched Linda too much. So it auto-corrected and put all the periods in there.
Nice. Thank you, Google, for knowing everything about our lives all the time.
Yeah.
Yay.
Sincerely, the Ranty News Network. I'll just put Ranty Studios. There we go.
I'm really hoping you get a reply.
Then they're going to think that they're going to get this big... Oh, somebody wants to do the Linda King. Linda Exotic.
I'd watch that documentary.
Yeah.
Well, email's sent. We'll see what happens.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed she replies while we're still going.
That would be funny.
How much fun would that be?
However, I think all the Lindas go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they were in bed at 8:30.
Yeah.
With a nice arthritis cream on the back of each hand.
Hey, I could go for that right about now.
Aww.
I could go for a dip in Tiger Balm.
Ooh.
Oh, that's good stuff. Are you an Asper Cream kind of guy? What?
No. Usually just Icy Hot.
Icy Hot. Nice. Classic. Yeah, now Tiger Bomb's good shit.
Speaking of old as fuck, I feel like there's a certain lady who is old and gives out advice who I need to hear from because I haven't heard from her in a while.
Oh, I almost forgot.
Well, come on. You know how we close it.
Thing. I know.
Yeah, so I'll wait for the link to come.
Okay, so first... I have a big, long explanation thing going on right now. Okay, so this thing. I'm going to send you guys a couple links.
Okay.
First of all, this is something that I found. And this is always the website that I go to get the Dear Abbeys. And it's by Abigail Van Buren. Okay. So, that is so bad. It, like, tickles my ear.
Tyler's vibrator tickles your ear?
Yes! It's, oh.
Yay. I think...
So for some reason, I was just like, these things aren't, like, that great. So I was like, oh, I always just click on the top link. Let me click on another one. So I go and click on this one. And I'm just like, it's from... You know
what? I'm just going to take the vibration setting off the phone.
It's a very good idea because I have one more link to send, like, the real actual dear ad. So these two, and I'm just like, what the fuck? It's the same... It's the same goddamn Dear Abby, but they have different titles, and they have different people that are, like, signing their name on it. On this merch.com, and I'm just like, this Jean Phillips person or something, like, or Jean or something, I don't know. But I'm just like, oh, someone, it's the exact same thing, and the reply is the exact same thing, too. It just has, like, a different buy line, and then it also has a different heading. And so I'm just
it's like, one big scam.
That's what I was like, someone's pretending. I'm like, someone needs to let this Mercury News know that this Jeanne Phillips is, like, ripping off Abigail Van Buren's shit. Like, she's not actually writing anything. And then I'm like, well, maybe I should look a little bit further into this. And then I find out Jean Phillips goes by Abigail Van Buren. It's the same fucking person.
Oh.
I know, it was so good. I was like, got a conspiracy. I'm like chasing it. Now I get why people are like conspiracy theorists. But I'm like, I was kind of getting a little bit of a rush. I'm like, there's more than one Abigail.
You're like, I'm going to crack this code.
I'm going to do it. And then,
So on that note, real quick, before we go into Dear Abigail, Fourth Grade Horror, any new conspiracies from Mom this week?
Oh, my God. Okay, so she has 100% dumped on the Bill Gates thing and how there's, like, nanotechnology in the vaccine. And not take that because, you know, just want to track our every move of all of the time.
All right.
Fucking hell.
Take the fucking internet away from her. Somebody do this. If you're just listening.
You need to change it to your name.
For a lot of stuff, but terrible for others.
I know. The FBI, if you could just... I know you're listening right now. If you could just tweak her internet a little bit, turn it right off, that'd be great. Just give her a dumb down. Yeah, see? It's like a kid version.
Now it's wearing off on you that you actually think the FBI is listening to this.
I know. No, they are. They are. They're always listening.
Oh, God. Heather's mom's here.
Oh, man. But, yeah. So that was, like, a wild little ride. And then I was, like, super let down. It's just full of disappointment today. Like, the whole fucking Tenderloin not belonging to Iowa. That pissed me off. And there only being one Dear Abigail.
I was fully anticipating that you're going to be like, yeah, so Abigail Van Buren is dead and Jean, whoever, is her daughter.
That actually is the truth. But her name was not... I don't know why they go by Dear Abby, because, like, Abigail Van Buren is just the name that they go by. But it was actually, like, some other Phillips woman that was her mom that she took over.
Hordak!
I know. I did some fucking research, and I don't like it. I don't do that. I was much happier when I thought there was an Abby.
All right. Whatever. Well, speaking of Abby, I guess I'll hydrate.
Let me give you the real one, because those ones are like okay, but this is like the real one that I found out.
Oh fuck!
I know.
Oh. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So,
this is a good one.
A Rite Aid ad. Oh, there it is. Oh God. All right. Go ahead and read the title, and then I'll just embarrass myself.
Just Abigail, fourth grade whore. I found these photos taken in my fiance's bedroom. And then there's like a line underneath it. And I'm just like, who wrote this? It says, he takes them out and looks at them when he's home alone.
God.
This website is raunchy. It makes Dear Abby so much worse than the other one.
All right, here we go. Dear Abby, my fiancé often leaves memory cards out on his dresser after a day of being home alone. I was by myself one day and looked at them. There were photos from 2018 of a nude woman wrapped in his bedsheet on his bed. In them, she is posing. We were dating when they were taken, but not yet living together or engaged. He dabbles in photography, but never mentioned this or informed me he was doing this shoot. I found another set from 2017, prior to our relationship, that is not as tastefully done. Her big titties were flopping everywhere, and she had a beaver like Brenda. Do I have reason for concern? I thought these things were professionally done off-site. His bedroom, though? And then, uneasy in New York, A.K.A. jealous because she's hot and I'm an old wrinkled twat.
Yeah, that, he sounds like a pervert.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, it's a new age, it's a new dawn. If you talk to him about it, maybe you can get some answers straight. But I'd mostly say if anything pops up with dates that are, you know, now... That's when you're like, all right, this shit's done.
Agreed. There's also no mention of age.
The one's in 2017, like, that was before you guys were together, so whatever. It is kind of creepy that he still fucking has them. I would not be happy if I found that on my Mr. D's anything. But, like, the 2018 ones, while they were dating, while they weren't living together, but they were still dating, that I would be upset about that.
I'd be like, this isn't great.
Yeah. I mean, like, what would happen if your Mrs. was, like, at the beginning of your guys' relationship, had done that with someone else?
I'd be very disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah, shoe on the other foot, the guy would immediately fly into a jealous rage.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a given. There would be horror and all kinds of things thrown around. But, I mean, age will play a bit in how you answer this. Because if it's a couple in their 20s, I mean, I hate to tell you, dude's a horn dog. If they're in their, you know, 40s, 50s.
I'll be in bed soon.
Maybe it's a little different. You know, maybe he was really a good photographer and is just really proud of that particular shot because it captures the essence or whatever.
But yeah. Someone who just dabbles in photography, though, like, if they're just like, let's just do, like, this really artsy, like, naked thing, and I'm not a professional photographer, but, like, I dabble in it, so if you want to just get naked for me, that'd be cool. Like, that's not, it's not something that you just do when you dabble in photography.
Yeah.
A dabble will do you.
Yeah.
Well, and at the same time, you know, dabbling in photography and just wanting to take a few amateur photos, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's like 90% of the scripts on Pornhub, yes?
Yeah.
Oh, not that I would know. Sorry, Heather, that wasn't for you. I was going to our resident expert.
I was talking to someone else. I wasn't answering that. I don't know anything about that.
Uh-oh.
Is he gone?
What? No, I'm here.
Oh, well, I said Pornhub and resident expert, and then you didn't say anything.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Fair enough. He is a one-lady man.
I am.
No, I am sorry. I totally said that wrong. One-ass man.
Oh, yeah. It's really nice.
Hey, quick question then. Your feelings on Billy Gunn, Mr. Ass, over at AEW Wrestling?
I'm glad. I'm very glad. And now he has a son, so he has the son of an ass man.
Mm-hmm.
Bam! So, yeah, basically, if anything, I feel bad for the woman, but at the same time, like, it could be a lot worse, so just talk about it and get some answers straight. Go from there.
Yeah, that's fair.
They're engaged. Like, I would want him to delete that before he got married.
Well, and she says they're memory cards that he leaves on his dresser, so he took the effort to print them out.
Well, he's probably looking through old photos and maybe having an old wank.
Yeah, making a little withdrawal at the spank bank.
Memory card, so I think that it's like the SD card. It's what she's calling a memory card. So I think it's digital or whatever, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, us old people don't think of that.
But yeah, I don't know. And I don't know. Abby says, if these photos were taken before you and your fiancé were exclusive, I doubt you have any reason to worry. However, rather than ask me if you have anything to be concerned about, any questions you have about his dabbling would be better addressed directly to him.
Dabbling will do you.
Tyler, you and Abby had like the same answer. That's pretty crazy.
I'm wise in my age.
Yeah, you're the next Abigail fourth grade hooer.
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 Why is that the best?
Because it is. It's just great.
Oh, so quick sunny side note, though, as we say hoo-ah a whole lot. Did you guys see, and I don't know how old this is, girl took a cutout of Danny DeVito to the prom.
Aww.
Danny DeVito took a cutout of her to the set of Sunny, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's super cute.
Yeah.
That little man.
Yeah, he replied to a tweet, too, that said something like, the barnacle has the largest penis in the animal kingdom relative to its size. And his reply was like, hey, thanks, that's great, but stop calling me the barnacle. Fucking DeVito is a national treasure.
A hero for our times.
Yes, yes. And speaking of our times, before we let Heather wrap the show up, as she always does so well, May the 4th, right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars Episode 9 coming out on Disney Plus. You guys seen it?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Just, don't be in a rush.
Really?
Yeah.
Got nothing else to do.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a lengthy, lengthy, incredibly long blog post of, huh?
My kids were so excited when they saw it on Disney Plus today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I was disappointed.
Oh.
And I spent money in the theater. And I got the buttery popcorn, but I did not get the $6 milk duds.
Suck it, milk duds.
That's right. Fuck you and your $8 for a bag of Sour Patch Kids.
You're a dick.
Well, Tyler, it was great to have you back.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We have to work the schedule around so that we can get you on more. It's always fun, even when you're pissing in the background.
I know. I wasn't going to say anything.
I mean, I was hoping you didn't notice, but at the same time, I'm a grown man. This is what we do.
I love how I'm assuming you were washing your hands, just like splashing the water.
I was washing my hands, and then I was like, I gotta take my nighttime medication, and I was like,
I just like imagined you like with your hands just like playing in the water like a cat would. It was beautiful.
Just a little bit.
It was beautiful.
Well, look, I will break down the fourth wall here. I have a mute button on my mic. Makes it really easy. For the listeners, I've played this game with Heather before. We get done recording. We're still talking. And I ask her, hey, guess around what story I took a piss in a giant drink cup?
Yeah.
And she never knows, because I have a mute button. It's great.
Well, you know what, Mr. 1% over here, with his goddamn fancy mute buttons.
I know. He mutes his pee and he mutes his coughs. It's crazy.
I'm telling you. It's
for children
it's,
over here.
It's amazing, the technology.
The technology.
All right. Well, Tyler, as always, it's been a pleasure. We will have you on
you.
As frequently as we can.
Maybe again. Not so late. I'm literally, as soon as we get done, I'm going to bed because I'm old.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Not old.
That was very insensitive, Tyler.
You're young and spry, my boy.
I feel old, and I'm excited for the prospect of sleep.
Fair enough. Well, in that spirit, let's get Tyler to sleep with a very special message from Heather D. to a very special lady in your life.
Does your mom's beaver need a barber? Tell her I said hi.
God damn it, I know where you're going every fucking time, and I love it. Every fucking time, I know where you're going. Does your mom like to look at balls like Susie? Tell her I said hi.
Does your mom swing? Want to swing with me? Tell her I said hi.
Tell her I said what's up.